The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
And today we celebrate this great feast of the Holy Trinity. It's God's Day. All we're supposed to do today is look at God. That's actually kind of hard to do. You know, the questions, though, that people have always asked, just when you look at why am I even here? Why is the world here? So what is God like? What's he doing and what's he thinking? In some ways, our only task is to ponder those questions, to look at God and just ponder what we know of him. Now, I think for us, especially as priests, there's a great cop-out today. We can say the Trinity, the fact that God is three persons in one, is a mystery. My job is done. Just ponder that mystery, we're good to go. But it's helpful to remember that the Christian sense of mystery, it's much different than our understanding, our common understanding of mystery. For us, mystery is something I just simply can know nothing about. It's a darkness that no light can penetrate. That's not the Christian sense of mystery. The Christian sense of mystery is rather, here is a truth that I get little pieces of, but it's so great that I can never fully grasp it. And for all of my life, all I am doing is I'm going deeper. But I know there always will be more. Now, an example. A couple years ago, in the neighboring town over from my hometown, there was a farming family where they're celebrating the 60th wedding anniversary for their parents. So the whole family came together, big family. What a celebration. But then very sadly, about a week later, she unexpectedly had a stroke and she passed away. So the family found themselves back together again. And her husband at the funeral said this. Now, remember, 60 years. 60 years of memories of seeing the married vows lived out, of how she remained faithful and true and how she loved him, even perhaps she didn't want to, and vice versa. But he summed it all up by saying, 60 years was not enough time. Isn't that amazing? 60 years was not enough time. There was still more. I didn't get to the bottom after 60 years. I was just starting. That is mystery. There is always more to who God is. There is always more to understanding what it means that I am loved. This gospel, the most famous verse in the whole Bible, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he might not perish but might have life. There is a truth there I will never grasp fully. It is impossible. Rather, all I can do is get a little more of an understanding, a deeper appreciation. So for us today, it is a day to ponder, to enter into a great mystery that 60 years will not be enough time for. Eternity won't be enough time for this. That's why heaven won't be boring. There's always more to who God is. And eternity is going to be spent basking in love and being drawn deeper into love. So like this, that gentleman reflecting on his beautiful 60 years of marriage, when it comes to our relationship with God, our understanding of him, we need to have the same desire to know more. Again, to keep on seeking, never stagnating and stopping. The mystery of who God is, the Catechism says, by sending his only Son and the Spirit of love in the fullness of time, God has revealed his innermost secret. God himself is an eternal exchange of love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he has destined us to share in that exchange. When it comes to pondering love, to pondering God, the reality of the Trinity, we ponder his innermost secret, the fact that God is love, and that I'm drawn into it. Why am I here? Because God decided to make me, just for the sake of making me. That's what love does. And you keep on pondering that. I think for me, in some ways, the harder thing to understand is not the fact that God is three in one. After all, if God is love, well, love takes more than one person. That makes sense. So the fact that God is a community, this community, this eternal exchange of love, I can understand that. The thing I need to grapple with more, though, is some of the why questions. If God is this eternal exchange of love, why did he make me? Because he didn't have to. Didn't he know how much work that was going to be? And then having made me, made all of us, why did he do that? Because that's who God is. Love, unnecessary, just given to me. No, those are the questions I need to keep on grappling with. God, you made me just for the sake of making me. And then you saved me because you loved me. How do I grasp these realities? Yes, truly, eternity won't be enough time to understand fully who God is. But now our task as an eternity is to constantly look a little more, to grow and be drawn in a little deeper, and to do what already God has come to do, bring me into this communion of love. So how is the best way to ponder, to look at God? Well, when I was praying with that question, what came to mind was this, the Bible. As Catholics, we have a bit of a stigma attached to us. We don't know the Bible. Now, I say there's two sides to that one. If we're going to Mass regularly, we hear almost the entire Scripture every 3 years. So in some ways, I think we're familiar with Scripture. But what is too often true is we don't have that personal engagement with the Bible. This particular one I got when I was in eighth grade from my parents for Christmas. Needed a little love, so I finally got a cover for it to keep it together. I wish I could say that I started reading this every day when I was in eighth grade. That would be a lie. But one of the best things I did in seminary, as happened halfway through, is my brother and I, we made the pact that we are going to read the Bible every year. Whole thing. Previously, I had been given the assignment, well, read the Old Testament this year, read the New Testament this year. But I said, we're going to just read the whole thing this whole year. One of the best things I ever did. And I've never stopped since then. Get the habit built in, and it's a part of your day. I was surprised, it's actually not that hard. You just read 3 to 4 chapters a day, and you read the whole Bible. And for me, that first year, I got a little printout where you just says, if you follow these, read these chapters, you read the whole thing. I'm German, I love that. It's like cross off things I read, I'm achieving something. But it built in this great habit, and I never stopped. Because this is the best tool I have for knowing who God is. And what's most amazing about the Bible is when it is transformed from reading a story about people long ago to I'm reading my story. God appeared to Moses and he said, here is my name. When you read that and ponder that, I'm there. And he's saying, Todd, I'm speaking to you. Or you can read John 3:16, and it is transformed into, God so loved me that he sent his only son into the world that I might have life. When we read that way, we're really reading scripture, and I'm understanding exactly who God is. So I really encourage you, make it a goal. Pick something. Read the New Testament this year, the Old Testament next. Read the Psalms. Pope Francis has a bit of an annoying quote. He says, do you look at your Bible as much as you look at your cell phone? Ooh. That's a bad one. If only I did. Or the question, is my Bible marked up? Have I written in it? If I open it, do I see underlined passages, check marks, places where I read it, and I'm like, it made me angry. Is it tattered, a little torn? Because if it is, that means we're doing something very good. I am pondering love itself. I am pondering the reality of this eternal exchange of love that I'm being drawn into. So for us today, in some ways, a very simple request. God says, look at me. All I want you to do is just look at me, that you might see my great love for you, and that can draw you in ever further. So let's pray for that grace to keep on pondering him now and then for all eternity, and use this great tool God gave us to bring us deeper into his heart.